But if you have a little food left, then you can make a nes and make that food expand to become more food. So as an indication of this idea, so we always leave, even though we have food in the refrigerator, you have food in another part of the room. So the Gemara has this meaning that you leave some food on the table, you leave some bread on the table at the time of Birchas HaMazon to indicate and to demonstrate, so to speak, that we have a little bit left, so you should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take that little bit that we have and make it expand. And that's what we ask for, Reinu Zeneinu Parnaseinu
V'chal Kolein. That little piece is supposed to be put away afterwards, or you can just throw it out?
But if you have a little food left, then you can make a nes and make that food expand to become more food. So as an indication of this idea, so we always leave, even though we have food in the refrigerator, you have food in another part of the room. So the Gemara has this meaning that you leave some food on the table, you leave some bread on the table at the time of Birchas HaMazon to indicate and to demonstrate, so to speak, that we have a little bit left, so you should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take that little bit that we have and make it expand. And that's what we ask for, Reinu Zeneinu Parnaseinu
V'chal Kolein. That little piece is supposed to be put away afterwards, or you can just throw it out?
No, why should you throw it out? You eat it.
Usually it's just a small thing.
You leave a few slices, let's say.
Oh,
yeah, you leave something, then you eat it at the next meal. I think the Taz comments on the piyut that we say Moos Tzur on Chanukah. We say Minosa Kankanim Nasa Neislash Hashanah. Why do you say Minosa Kankanim? There had to be something left over. If there weren't anywhere left over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make a nes. The oil should come from nowhere and it should burn for 8 days. Because there was a little oil left, Minosa Kankanim, there was something left over. That's why there was a nes that occurred.
I've seen it. You just leave a little crumb or something on the table. That's no good. Or you should have a couple of slices.
I don't know.
It's
a minhag to demonstrate, so to speak, even though there is chal in the house, even though there's a lot of food in the house, to demonstrate that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamshech the bracha that we have now to make it more. We're not asking for a bracha, we're not asking for a bria yesh
me'ay. So does this thing have a kasha with the yesh me'ay?
No, not necessarily. No. The conservatives have a big taina. They say, you see throughout all the generations that the rabbis changed all the laws in order to accommodate the changing society. So they say, everybody knows that originally the din of the b'chor was that the b'chor gets pishnayim, meant that he gets two-thirds of the father's yirush. The word pishtam doesn't mean that he gets like two sons. See, the halacha is, the man dies and he leaves 10 sons, and one is a b'chor, and 9 apshutim, you divide the yirush into 11 parts. And you treat the b'chor as if he were 2 sons. The man dies, let's say, and he leaves 5 sons, you divide the yirush into 6 parts, and the b'chor gets 2 parts. He leaves 2 sons, you divide the yirush into 3 parts, and the b'chor is treated as if he were 2 sons. That's what it means, pishnayim, as if he were 2 sons. So they say that's not what it always was. Always the pshat was that the b'chor gets 2/3 of the yirush. If a man has, let's say, 13 sons, the b'chor gets 2/3 of the yirush. That's what it always used to be. That's what they say. And then the other 12 sons never have to divide the 1/3. And then the rabbi saw, as the society was changing, that that's very unfair. It was causing a lot of friction among the families. So they changed the law and they reinterpreted that pishnayim means that you should give, as if it were 2 sons, a double portion, but it really never meant that. It really meant that he gets 2/3. How do they know that? Because the pasuk says that Elisha asked Eliyahu Hanavi that he should give him pishnayim beruchacha. You mean to say that he's asking, he wants to be twice as great a Navi as Eliyahu Hanavi? That's ridiculous. Chutzpah. That the Talmud asked the Rebbe, he wants to be twice as great. So obviously he's asking, Eliyahu Hanavi, do me a favor. Let me reach the Madrega being 2/3 as great as you. I should have chach 2/3 of the Nevuah, the Korach HaNevuah that you had. So Eliyahu HaNavi says, okay, I'll try to give you 2/3 of what I have. I'll try to accommodate you. So I arrived the Ferish from the post. So the Gemara says that it's not so. The Gemara says that was always the pshat from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the days of Har Sinai, Pishnai meant, that never meant 2/3. It meant you treat the Bchor as if he were 2 sons. And that's what it means over there also, Pishnai. It means that he wants a double portion. What does it mean he's asking for double portion? That's what he asked for, and that's what he got. That's what the Gemara said, that's what he got. Eliyahu HaNavi was Mechaya 1 mace, and Elisha was Mechaya 2 mace. Elisha take me Gemara. That's the traditional interpretation of the pasuk.
Where did you get the halving of the words pishna mean two-thirds?
There is one more pasuk in Tanakh where the word pishna means two-thirds. So they, because of the one, so they took the other two pshat, the other two psukim with the word pishnayim appears, and they said that's what it means all over. Pishnayim means two-thirds. But the traditional interpretation is not so, that the word pishnayim does mean that. It means double. If he's by the pchormis, if you treat him as if he's a double, as if he were two children. And by Elisha Novi, it means that he gets twice as much as Eliyahu. That's mean.
We find that Avraham Avinu is Masbiya his Eved Eliezer. With Tikkat Pishul of Nina Bnei Satnan and Shem Echi Yosha Bikirbo. He made him promise, he made him clear that he won't take a Gosha wife at his son Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu's son Yitzchak. But we don't find in the Pesach that the Eved said Amen. We have in the Gemara a person who is metabolish believe if he takes the Shavu himself. If somebody says it's true and I say amen, let's say somebody says Hayini Nazir, that himself is Hayini Nazir. I say amen, it means that not only is he a Nazir, but I am also not from the other one becoming a Nazir. Then the amen is called Hayini Amen Achara Shvur, Shvur Hoytu Shvur Mitzim Zomit. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Miyam Shvur is in the Yaman Shvur, the Gemara says Shvur. Or let's say if a person says, Hayini Mazbiyako Tihi Yamazir, I want you to take sure you'll become a Nazir. The fellow says, Amen. So it's also Amen is Kolohim Amen Akhar, Shmi Tihi Yamazir, Shmi Tihi Yamazir. It's also a good thing. So that's when a person is Mekabalish, but even he says the Shvur himself, and he says, Amen, after somebody else didn't Mazir him, or after somebody else didn't Mekabal the Rosh Shvur, and then my Ami Asamein is understood as if I too am Mekabalish. What happens if I say, Mazbiyako Tihi Yamazir, and I say, okay, you say, and I walk away. So then there's no Kabbalah Tashvur. But even if I don't say anything, even if I think in my mind that I want to become a Nazir, I say, my Ziyapa, I need to see a Nazir, and you think that you want to be in the Kabbalah Tashvur below, but you don't say anything to test. So the thing is that Kabbalah Tashvur, I have to have Kabbalah to test, because it says, he's Kaji Zayikra. And that means you show up on the Mahdi for the first time, you have to pronounce the Shvur with your lips. Why it says in Shmur, it's Tisha Kadiba, the Laha Amashur, Tisha Kadiba, Different things. But basically a shvu is only chalak you say losh and shvu. So where is the losh and shvu over here? We don't find that he ever said any losh and shvu. Some of the pshat is that he was mashbir and he said amen. He said I accept the shvu. So you have to say part of the pshat like that. Because when it sees in his commentary on Chumash, he was a very big Baal Mechadish. Very big tradition. Sometimes it's so big that you wonder whether it's correct or not. He claims that we have several times in the Gemara we find people who might be others and you don't find that they said Amen. Do you ever have a deal with Muslim if you have without Amen? You have it yet. You have by Shavuot Seidus you have like that. But say I walk over to two people and I know that they know Eidus to me. And I say, Masiyakan, I want you to swear, I want you to come to Bezos to testify I might be here. If I had been told with somebody else. I'm not going to win the case unless I bring Aiden who will testify that he owes me the money. Or that I'm fucking paying the money. He comes in. I owe him. And if I bring Aiden, so I'll be fucking. And I know that these two people know Aiden, and I believe they can save me the money. And they say they're not going to come and testify. They don't know any Aiden. So I say, but you know, you're telling a lie. They say, you know, they deny it. They don't know anything about it. And then they swear. They swear later on that they don't, they know the Aiden is. And later on they admit that they swore falsely. So they say that they have to bring a special person. I swear to Eidus, that could be the special problem of all of the Eidus. Taking the Yagid Vinas Avona, and then it says if he swore falsely, then he has to bring the problem of all the Eidus. The end of Parshas is that you see all of the Eidus. I'll swear to Eidus. Swear to Eidus is a different. That's Hashem's Eidus. It's an Oshem. It's not a Chatzah. But in all of the Eidus, it's a Chatzah. Chatzah is all of the Eidus. So you draw on one of these three avodas, either shvur sheinus, or the aiding in the case of dini mamim, we're falsely shvur sheinu or yodim l'chayrus, and what about the aiding in the case of dini mamim? So either my shvur sheinus, or shvur sheinus, or he's not going to eat any bananas, and then later on he violates the shvur, the shvur, let's say, he didn't realize that it's such an avodah hamur, he goes ahead and eats the bananas, or on too much mitzvah for the best one. One of the three avodas is doing that part. So the Mishnah says, and the shvur sheinus, the shvur is called on the aiden, even if they don't say a name, and even if they're not in the top of the shvur with their mouths at all. If I say, Mazdiachem Shavroi, the Tavroi Vitoiduni, and they don't say any amen. They don't say anything, so that's also called a Muslim with the Akhir. Learned out from something like that, that by shvur is aiden, they have a right to demand of them that they should testify, Amadi here. I have a right to be Tavayana, because even though Yagin Ben Osharon has an Aven if he doesn't testify to me. In that case, when I'm Mashbiyah then, so the Torah has the passage that we learn now, so the Shvur is Kalba Kof. Yeah, there is Kiyad Rabbah's Adin and Dino, Roman, that's right. So you have to make the Kinyan, so the Mosh is Yad Rabbah's Kiyad Rabbah. The question is, how is the Shvur upon finding? How is the Shvur upon? That's what he wants to be mechadish. He wants to be mechadish. And just like we have a din of Mishnayu, this din does exist. Let's learn that from Sitna, that's a din that right. If there is a din of movement, the Akhir, whenever I have a right to demand of you the Shvur, when is that? By Shvur Seidur, that's the Mishnayu from us, that Shvur. Likewise, the Adam has a right to demand of his Eber to do any service there. Not to anything crazy, tell the Eber to go from the suicide or something crazy, no. The command of the Eber to go set the table, to go wash the car, to go polish my shoes, to go find the siddur for my son. So since he has the right to demand of Eliezer to do this in the line of duty, the line of service there is part of his object. I want you to go get a siddur for my son, you know, I'm not lying. Bring the girl back, if it's possible. He doesn't have to kidnap or tie up the girl and take her back in a car, and just go get a siddur. So this is part of his shibud, Avraham Avinu, as an Eber. So Avram can also be Meshabi the Yever to take a Shavuot, because the Yever is Meshuvah to do the services. So the Rishit says that he thinks that he finds it in the Mishnayot as well. Because you have the Mishnah in Yuma, that the Bezin, the Sanhedrin Agdola would be Mashbir the Sangodol on Ezra and Kippur, that he shouldn't be Meshanah from the state of Havayda as he was taught, because the speaking used to be the state of Havayda differently from the way the Masdolah was taught. Differently from the way the Torah said he's supposed to do it. So, and then during the period of the second day Tamigos, the Chachamim had a lot of trouble with this business. So many of the Chachamim were only speaking with the Yavodian properly. So every Yavodian Kippur, there would be my dear Sangoro to make them clear that he won't do the Yavodian and the improper side. He'll do the way he was supposed to do it. And the Mishnah says, I'll be on him. And so, yes, he tried, and they tried, they tried what they had to do, what they had to do. But it's through this, he tried to replace him, and he's gone. But it doesn't say, it says that he's trying, they're trying, it doesn't say that he ever says Amen, so the Shavuot, so the first man in the Shavuot say, obviously he says Amen, if he's not the Kabbalah, the Shavuot is not binding. So then the Shavuot argues that the Mishnah describes that he's trying, they're trying, describes everything that's going on, so why doesn't he describe that he said Amen? So he says, he sees in the Mishnah that there's no need for Amen. Why? Because the Bezin is in charge of the Bez Nagol, one of their functions is to supervise the Avodah HaKavon, it's not more like that, you might tell him. It's the function, it's the job of the Bez Nagol to supervise the Avodah Tzibur, all the Avodahs in the Bez Nagol, all the Kavon and Tzibur. So it's part of their job to see that the Kengol does the Avodah properly. And he's required to listen to the Sanhedrin there because they talk to him all the time. They are the Bali Ha, the Balaam of the Torah Shabbat, they're the Amud HaHoyro. The Talmud HaMasor, so they have a right to be Mashbir him that he should do this job properly. So therefore, just like by Yishvur Sa'edus, there's no need for Amir Sa'meim, if it's clear that it's social by an Eved, he's looking to do a service with his master, so the Eved could become a Muslim and see the Adon, or the Kohen Gadol could become a Muzba and see Hassan Hedin. Yeah. I'm the Mishnayis, I'm a big Mishnayis, they say that he has to say Amen. There is no such thing as an emergency affair outside of your case, is that the Mishnayis is true. That's true, that's the problem, that's true. Then he claims also, you find by Shlomo HaMelech was Mashbiyah Shimon Ben Gera. Alohi Fatiha Hashem, So he says, what do you mean by fearful? You don't find that she didn't get accepted this way. He says, same thing. Since the Melech has the right to demand things of his servant, it's like an Eved. Just like the Eved is free to do things to his Ozon, and therefore the Ozon has the right to demand of him also a Shavuot. Whatever the person is mechuyev to do it for me, to be mechuyev to take the Shavuot from me also, we can have him leave with the Achar. Pretty shmutzah. Very good. The Gemara learns how to do from, from the parasha that Rashi quotes. Avraham Avinu tells the Yevah to put Sima Yorka Tachas Yurefi, to put his hand near Avraham Avinu's Brit Mila. That's how Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Shavuot. You can always have a different shot over here. I don't know if I have a different shot, but this is what the Gemara says. Maybe what the Gemara says is not the truth or something, but that's what the Gemara learns out in the front. It doesn't say that he did this. Does it say anything? Because of Shabbat, I would have said that he did say this word. Yeah. But he did say this word with 10 moments. But it just claims that he never did it. He never said this word. But he does like the Yahab Hashem. I think that the Prophet Shad is right. Tashkent in all these cases is that there is no such thing. Made up of these two. The Prophet continues to say that when he took the Shavuah, he was holding his hand near Avraham Avinu's Brit Mila. What kind of a din did he learn from here? So the Mishnah says in Shavuah HaDayanim, Shavuah HaDayanim means when you have a din Torah. And the mitzvah is a mode of a mitzvah, always take a hakol and you can add effort against him. Or you have a case of Shavuot HaShomrim, Shemitayim is, let's say, Mezibah, Mentzah, Mezibah, 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 or something, he doesn't want to pay. The Torah says, the Mezibah Ba'at Elohim is very happy to give. The Mishnah says, whenever the Bezim administers the Shavuot HaDayanim, the fellow has to be holding on to a paper tail. One is Mezibah, and the other is Mezibah Ba'at Elohim. He must hold on to a paper tail. If it's not far from this market, you won't have to give the paper tail. You can give the paper tail. Not a Tamachachan, then you have to have God's wisdom. What kind of a deal is that? If there are certain things, then you have to have a serious Dovishol Kedusha. Or if you didn't have any Dovishol Mitzvah, it's sufficient. You didn't have any Dovishol Kedusha. The Dovishol Mitzvah is enough. So we need a good neighbor. And if it's to make the Shavuah more serious, if it's a person who is not so learning, the most serious thing that he can visualize, the most serious thing that he can imagine is the same thing. We're on a Bible. The very Shabbat and see on about it. That's the Shavuot that people say they accept that by the Zoyim they have a meaning that they make their Eidim swear on a Bible. That you still tell the truth, nothing but the truth to help the God. That's the Shavuot that Eidim are taking. And the Yikar Adin, Tosha says, in several traditions, in several places in Yikar Adin, Eidim never have to swear that they're telling the truth. The Shavuot is only in Adin Taylor, the Mitzvah has to swear. Sometimes Mitzvah is Mitzvah the Mitzvah, that's in Adin, and sometimes you have Dinu Rabban, that's in Kaveya, that's in Mitzvah the Noshim. But we never have that Eidim here. Okay, so if it says a finish in the beginning, it doesn't tell us in division. And in other places, the Eidim is going to say, Tzir HaShavua, Apostle Eidim. If the Eidim will only be believed, the Tzir HaShavua says. That's how the Shavua knows to get rid of some Tzir HaGeya. He himself is involved somehow here in this case. Eidim points out, again, the beginning of the second place in division, a little complicated than that. He is clear for Hadoch's tradition, he has the money, and then he's going to be one of the Eidim on the tradition. If he doesn't testify that the girl accepted the test of tradition, then he's responsible to give the money back to the person. So he's going to give the agency, he says the girl accepted the money, and thereby he relieves himself from paying back the cost from the test. The case is there. Let him just swear. Let's take our soul. Of course, let's just take our soul. But he doesn't pay the money for the person. Then you may live with the partial aid, but they come up with these cities. Aid is a different shua, a partial aid. Nevertheless, it is basic course of the meaning of what the apostle was. If he used to be my dear aid, he used to give the aid in the Bible. He used to come to put their hands on. If he goes straight, he doesn't necessarily mean that I hold the sacred prayer. So he didn't have this. He could put the sacred prayer down on the beamer, and I put my hand on the sacred prayer. Don't become the keep that sacred. So the Tamachachim like to hold his spirit, also he doesn't have to hold his hand in the hand. Put his hand out and they're all going to keep that patient. So the situation is like the Mishpah, the Jesus David's quote, that this is the minute of the Mishpah, that's okay. in the early days of the Rishonim, that although the thing is that Adam don't need a shul, and if Adam would need a shul, then they would be populated. And it's like that there might be an Adam, and it's just like the Adam is there. That's where the fact that found somebody going up. It's based on this meaning that they're like a Jew type. So this Jew, the original Jew, not sure, when you keep that state there, is a Jew by Shvuas Hadayon. When the Mitzvah is made of the Mitzvah, or you say to Akon, you have an Erech at a Gentium, or a Shvuas Hashem, you must hold on to it, so you tell you all the time that he's here. It's learned out from this concept that Eliezer had to hold on to the Beast of Avraham Avinu. Because to me, though, the Beast is not a Shvuas Hadayon. This is a strange Shvuas Beast that he promised to do it. Avraham Avinu wanted it. In other Shvuas, you don't find any need for the Beast of Avraham Avinu. Only Shvuas Hadayon. How do you more learn this? Start from the process. Unless you say like the Rosh goes, the Rosh goes in, Shvuas Hadayon, then it's only an Asmachta. But that's not the question of the Pasuk, you're an Asian, the other question is a different shot, what do you mean? Din the Yod Pekakas, you're Asian. And the whole din by Shvuas Hadayon is only the Rabbanim. You say like that, it's okay. But if you should assume like the Pasuk shot in murder, if the real didn't get right, then how can you possibly learn it from this Pasuk? That's the Kasha that the person is. So the first, what you have to say is the following. The Ran and the Dorim and the Chazet and the Dorim both from the Sivis Agonim. The Sivis Mitzvah. These are the letter purchase years. He's not to eat any ice cream. He's not to go on a diet and he's just eating and keep on bothering. He's got to take the shoe, not to eat any ice cream, not going to smoke any food up, not going to drink any liquor, not going to run out in front of women, not going to watch any television. Whatever. Later on, he wants to change his mind. The thing is that there's a lot of hakaras and stuff. Let's say a woman takes a medullary shoe. If a woman is married, the husband can be naked in that. Or if it's a single girl and she's still either a son or a naira, so the father can be naked in that, if he didn't have birth and then he didn't have birth and then. So the wrong course of Phyllis Newton in the name of these girls, and it's found in other sources, the Phyllis Agonim has it, the other course of Phyllis Newton. And these are going to keep that safer. Let's say the person at the time that he's healed, he's not going to smoke anymore, he's not going to eat any more ice cream or whatever, he's holding on to it, so it's a pair of the so he's only saying, she's in the hospital. So such a shvua is a shvua chamud of the yod, and it has no hafara, not only no hafara, it has no hafara. So there's no source in his mind of it. So apparently the Gaonim thing that they are there are two levels of the shvua. There's a plain shvua. I'm not going to help. There is a plain shvua. It's a lovely to go through. I don't think I have a short word. There's a plain shvua for lovely to go through. And then there's a shvua yotah hamir, I believe, to go through. You learn out from this passage that it's not some method of curing the person. That the person should be more serious at the time that it takes the shvua. And so by the bottom, you have to cure more than the vegetarian. Same for Tom Hoffman, it's not the skin that all the skin that doesn't know. It's a real deal. When the shvua is going to keep that same, it's a different how it comes to what he did. I see, I love it. That's what he more learns out in the time. It's not that this way, it's real time I learned. It's just the way. That's what just saying, as long as he wanted to be nice to you, and he ate in the most serious form of shvur that he could have possibly made. So he made a shvur b'shem, he mentioned shem ha'shem in the shvur, he wrote in the Gemara and he showed him the first bathroom in the story. But a shvur b'shem is a much more serious shvur than a shvur b'shem. And he also made a shvur b'shem in the Kitab Sefer, let him hold on to you this year, let him from your heart about that. So the Gemara just needs to be right in the process that if the different colors come to it's much more serious. Now the Gemara says, I'll be sure that there is no minister who's doing it, and there's no Torah. Because the Mitzvah was a native of Mitzvah, and you have no record against him, so it's not serious. But the minister that doesn't have shit administered, you've got a story, you know, it's a basis for the minister, the most serious shvur possible. So the Gemara says, you're made, you have to have a shvur before not serious. You're going to be not serious, because you see some kumri, but that's the most serious level of a shvur. When we go to Mount Amana, not that this world is worth Hadayonim, we may not this person is worth Hadayonim, we just keep our faith. We'd be right in this process that that's a different Halashem Shvur, a different custom of Shvur, most serious thing. And we normally start off earlier that the baby should administer the most serious Shvur possible in the case of Shvur Hadayonim, and it's in Torah. So that's the timing that the Ronin says. The Ronin says the Torah say that there's a Dinah Kaporeh, there's a Dinah Kaporeh, that's not a plain letter of Shem Shvur. What if you have a Shvur, then you keep our faith in? Speaking in Matos, I'm not speaking in Pashas Matos, and it says that the father can be made for the husband can be made for him. Or the Torah said, I'll first speak of the day you bring Matos in the door, and sometimes I'm older, it's learned that from the Torah, but it's great to see the end of the first verse of Hadidah. But the Hathor can go in, and he's saying, it's not based on any speaking at all in the form, it's purely based on our prayer. But no, it's based on a person in the Torah. That's not clear, but whichever it is, the Gordon are of the opinion that both Hathor and Hathor only apply to playing that or only playing school. But if you have this new custom of Jew and you keep that faith, they're not speaking that allow Hathor or Hathor there. So maybe it was never included in that passage. Well, sorry, that's the shot. The Lord, the right in this passage, it's not a direct derivation. Of course, how they run and need to keep that faith. The derivation that is driven to keep that faith is also doing a different sex of the Jew. That's some argument to say about the faith is growth and making such a Jew. It's going to be in the Jewish faith in the name of the oil. That you turn out all the lights in the room, you have swimmers, you blow out the swimmers, and you swim, you get in the lowest place, and you say, you know, if you're taking a step back, you're going to drop dead, and you really try to steal a look at him. That's deal. That's the price in the look at him. To make sure that he doesn't steal for it. But the mother runs off in the park, that's the mirror that you'll be showing him. But this is a real dream. It's a real meaning. You hold on to say, hey, it's not kind of unit surprise when it's a real dharma. It's not lawful that I'll begin this work and consider a different type of the truth. That's what the Gemara meant to be right in this part of the time. Thank you from the first paragraph of Stigl. Quote an interesting medley. The name of the Shilkis on the part. But then he has a finally convinced his family that they should send her by his brother to marry Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, compared to Kabbalah and Pakistana. They wrote that Yitzchak is a great of a brother, but Yomalach has seen her out how you the author of Rava. He's a great brother that she should have a lot of favor. The letter says later that this was an authority, he didn't have any children. The letter says, why didn't I have a death claim to be an authority? But it should have to be Miss Callaway, you should have had a child that had a death claim to be an authority. So that her family should never say that their brother was deceived. Well, what they gave was the bonus of Elizabeth. The Harai laid out to his mom as an authority. It was clear. Clear that today later on they would only be told that Yitzchak could see it. And I suspect that the medicine, what is that? Because the famous quote, the medicine is still to say. Roch has Yitzchak, as he said differently. Sometimes I say, Roch has Yitzchak. What did they say? By Yom Ruach, I came out, I read the author of Ruach. That's the prophet. So the Yitzchak is going to start now. He's supposed to make it. Roch has Yitzchak. Then he told me, it's still different. So Kakuta, it was better, it wasn't any food. It didn't have any food if the question was not good. We only had eight. One might have thought that there's no bracha there. So we learn from the pasuk that the bracha is inside the bishul mitzvah. That's the reason. Right, we mentioned yesterday that the nashmas is called everything in Shavuot is mutter. The nashmas is different from the Torah mitzvah. So if the nashmas is hashem and amilu and nachi is mutter, the nashmas is not mitzvah. For example, to ask the boy to bend the wrist and light the candle. So the woman forgot to light the candles, and the house is mama's dark. If the house is light, but she forgot to put on the light candles. So mama, tell me, you don't have to go to light the candles for you, they're not going to get the stuff. The lights are on anyway. If the house is mama's dark, it's not as though we really have it. If the mama says, hold on, the house is because the woman forgot to light the candles before the house. And then it's been up to us, and then she realizes they're not going to be allowed to do any more work. So what can she do? The macabre costume is still up, you should ask the boy to light the candles for him. And Mr. McDonald tells his children, he refused to take my clothes and I've been taking some, and I'm missing whether I knew it or not, he was missing the night. Maybe I knew enough, he was a group of great to come over. Maybe that's not allowed there, I think. He didn't have to take it. He didn't have to take it. He that the boy was committed to ask the boy to light the candles. And it's not true, because the woman played a brook on that, and the boy likes the candles. They can't play the brook. The woman, when you start the girl, has the time that the girl is riding the children. And when I don't say yes, tells the girl to like the children. And she's like the girl, her and the hard look in her face. And this one is trying to have the children. Well, Tashkent is the truth of truth. The truth of mitzvah. The Tamil and Muffin, if you get a muffin, it's a muffin, so a muffin. Yeah. That's the truth of
mitzvah.
No, mostly just need the truth of mitzvah. So if the truth is truth of muffin, it's going to be mitzvah. That is what it's no muffin mitzvah. So what happens with Shalom? Maybe moving mitzvah is a big issue. But if it's a muck listen to him, so if him come is only mutha if it's a creep in the last of the mutha, like a pen. But if you have money is mixed to money, so it's not like it's a pen. Half the name is no. So you are mixed.
No, So
Mirik and Amish are brought to the better half of the flame is mixed to math with mutha. The one is mixed to money, not the creep in the last of the I go look for Mr. Z on this. The moment I've run stage in that case, but the woman says the girl for how did no happen. And Mr. Janker has his children. Has printed in his little face the Kohela Janker. If he sent to the Mr. Janker, then he sent to another stage with the additional people. And say the Kohela Janker can have a whole attack against the moment I've run stage, but he's wrong. You don't inside a brother when you're doing the time in this. You don't inside a brother when you're doing the night time. Over here, the girl, is doing the mice on it. The woman is having the same on this, but her house is now lit up. The time is that she cannot find her door. The only time she goes off is when you're doing the mice on it. So the mice, that's a little bit involved over here. Let's say I ask you to put on a mezuzah on my door. So time is also like a mezuzah. I ask you to put a mezuzah on my door, and I'm not around when you put the mezuzah. The meaning is that when you put up the mezuzah, you need to start a block, because it comes up the corner and it's called a mezuzah. Why do you say, well, it's not your house? Why do you mean, leave it? Why do you try to you're not going to be on the mitzvah. You're going to be on the mitzvah. You're going to be on the mitzvah. I'm telling you, my mitzvah is good. You're not even a mitzvah mitzvah yet. No. What kind of bracha are you saying? Why are you doing it? Why are you saying the bracha not be time on the mitzvah? You have to be true, you're not being the time on the mitzvah. But you are the one who's doing the mitzvah mitzvah, so you're saying the mitzvah. The one who lives in the house says, you're not mitzvah. But the one who's really out in the good is the one who's doing the mice on it. There are times that you see the truth from that business. The one who does the mice on this is the one who decides to draw. there. So the Mishnah can't be Taina the same Taina over here. The boy is riding the latest, the fabric. Who the Isha maybe gets to see my Mishnah that she's careful that her house is made up. But the Aksha Maisha Mishnah, the hot lesson, she's done by the grace. They kind of get the woman cannot recite as well. So that's Lamaisha, the same thing over here. That's the city that the Shulchan is pointing out to this person. So I've also used to recite the Birchat Tehillim, the Hamakadah by the Shriya, the Shriya is merely doing the Maisha Hamish. He's doing the Maisha Hashidish. But he's not the Fakim. He's not the Fakim, he's not the Kalim. He's just the Shriya, he's an outside of it. He was doing the Shulchan, because Yitzchak should become married with Yitzchak. The one could have argued that the outsider can't recite any Bracha. So the Shulchan says, he didn't know. But since there is the Shriya is doing the Maisha Hashidish, he recited Bracha and the Maisha Hashidish is done. Even though the one who recited the Bracha is not the one who's getting the Shriya on it. The Shulchan, of course, he can't have. He can't have the Shulchan if the person is not Yitzchak. He'll have the Shulchan later when Yitzchak says to Yitzchak that it's a Shulchan. Then they have the Nisur. Even if the person is here in the Shaila, can you have Nisur and Ivan Shriya? You have a Shaila Lachon and I here. What exactly constitutes Nisur? Kiddushin, you know. How do you know Kiddushin? You cast it for Shaila Diyah. And I'm right. It's the first Nisur to Nisur. And I'm in right. So I'm not going to call Yisur. The Shaila is because I'm going to call Yisur is the Yisur for God. I'm not going to call Yisur to the Shaila Diyah. And Shaila, there's no Yisur, but I'm going to say the many Yisur to Yisur. How do you make this too? No, that's not so God's life on life. We shall have different opinions. So we read Tatsun and say, no, they're staying under the canopy. We call the Kukum. We look today, let's call these two. The Chava Tatsun is like the Rambam, but that's nothing. Staying under the canopy is a matter of love, doesn't mean anything. Some nice gesture, that's good. But the real Mishnah is the Yukhariyaki. So the Hatsula, you know that I'm more Tatsun than that. But I'm the Hatsula, of course, it's the Rambam teacher. We have Yukud also. After the Kukud, we have Yukud. That's why the Magen Avraham says, we heard the Jacob Hamanim, our Rabban says, the Tulip and the Mizrahi. And then he said, the same one wrote the Tulip and the Tulip. The time he said, we are not, we have Shalish and Tulip. And he writes in Shalish and Tulip, that it's not proper to be Nazis in between the Jacob and the Tulip under the Kukud and the Yukud. Like a lot of times we'll have, at the end of the wedding ceremony, the rabbi will get up and hold the whole ceremony. And then I march down to the Yukud. So as long as Rafa says, that's like the Hepsis. And we could have been the Yukud. I think the approach is to the Raman Shukra. The cool study is doing. You could have difficulties to him, and you have been standing under the Kukra that the Ramah says, you could have been passing that is the Yukud. And then if you go directly into the Yukud room, you shouldn't have any Hepsis. So it's all about the dance you want them. Breaking in the city and slapping in the city, it takes half an hour to the good city. So it's a bit of a test. At least I'm a maple over there, but that blends into the city. So it's a big thing for open, and it's slowly blending. So the moment I run, so it's a volume of water, you're not supposed to be my teaching in the back of the air, and you can have a speech of air. Yes, I have another you want, but you shouldn't have it. I'm going to run, so it's a volume of water, you shouldn't have it again. After the Bifat Nisim, before the Yisur, it's not proper time. If we are close, it's for the Yaman Shim. These are two sheeters that we are Machmir for. So we have Nisim and standing under the Kukra, that's under the canopy, that's because I'm more passionate than Nisim. And then we're close to the Yaman Shita also, we have to say that Nisim consists of the Yisur. Then we have another meaning that's not universally accepted. We have, many people have Badetim, but the person goes to have Badetim all the time. This is rooted in the Rishonim. Mordechai says, the Taz quotes this Mordechai. Mordechai says that the Badetim is in the Tzim. So when the person covers over the Tana, that's the Tzim. So Mordechai happens to be the Taz. It's not Nebuchadnezzar. If you learn Nebuchadnezzar, you won't come close. It's because in the end of your day, it's Hilchos Avodah. So you speak about what you're doing. Somebody's in awful besides when they get married. Somebody, you know, their parents died. So, Mordechai has a whole speaking, beginning of the speaking, what do you do? Maybe it's others in the past, and you shall follow, what do you do? In the middle of that speaking, it's just an hour. So Taz quotes this, Mordechai has a long elaboration on it. But the Mordechai's opinion is that the Badekin is in the speaking, and the person covers over the time. Govern the Vavr, that you know Yehuda and Haika Elish on the side of this, on the side of that Taz, and very, 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 He's right, but there are different minhag in the different sections of Europe. Who does the bagetim? Whether the rabbi does the bagetim, or the chassid does the bagetim. That is literally. But the mothers do the bagetim. The two mothers stand on either side of the column. The chassid comes to the bagetim, they'll say the chassid won't know what he did. So they pull over the veil. But the dog of all the court says there are two minhag in who does the bagetim, whether the chassid does or the rabbi does. So there are no mothers. Many people have the minute to say this rock. I can say no, I'll tell you the answer to the book. I can say this rock. So the Dogen of Rabbah says that if the rabbi goes to Badechim, it's understood that the person is appointing the rabbi as a shriach to do the Badechim on his behalf. So it's a little slow to make that. It's considered a year if the person himself has done the act of his shriach. That's how the Dogen of Rabbah says, yeah, it's a bit of a discussion. It's part of his discussion. And that's why Rashi had a claim against them, but this is highly questionable that he can have any Shriya or any Shriya. But the Gemara has applied, Nusa relates to the Shmuch is related to the Shnai. And in order to be able to be Matal of Shnai, an action, in order to be able to do something like a Shriya, you have to have, the Dinu has one thing in common. It has to be a Maitre that needs my God's Bailam. If I'm a Bailam to make a Kinyan, to buy something, to sell something, to marry the girl, to divorce the girl, I'm the God's Bible that's necessary. So who has an army? I'm a Bible to make a snag, to do the thing that I'm not, and to appoint this list to do the act on my behalf. So what if it's the thing that I'm not a Bible to do? For example, Khalifa. You know, in Khalifa, it's not that I am a Bible and I can be master of Yom HaRashid, or even I am a Bible and I can make evil and be there. Now we come married to the girl. There is a even a child, even the lady guys. You didn't even realize that that was the Yvonne. He thought it was his other wife. He thought it was his own. He didn't know who it was. The girl is like, even this came any way. The same Khalid, so you don't need God for some reason. The girl is, you have to have someone or something like this. But it's not a thing that you need God's violence. In the case that there's no need for God's violence, every mother says you can either be natural and fly, nor can you make it out of this world. So the pastor from the Gemara would appear to, I mean, the truth to indicate that Nisuin doesn't even need God. In the case of Nisuin, I'm not here, but according to Rabbi Nisuin, I'm so explicitly, the Raman has not said Rabbi Nisuin, I'm not saying, the Raman is all on that. But Nisuin doesn't need God. The truth doesn't need Kavana. You don't need God buying him off the room to make him Nisuin. If so, that Nisuin doesn't need God, then it should follow that we cannot appoint a Shriya to do any Shriya on your behalf. Well, the fact is, it's a questionable story what the government of others says, and you can appoint a rabbi as your Shriya, the person can appoint a rabbi, if he's here to do the Badechen on his behalf, to be able to that sheep in the Malkan, the Badechen is in his sheep. If you really want to be focused for that sheep, that's what I say, if you really want to be focused for the sheep, the person should do the Badechen all by himself. That's what I say, he's walking up to the weddings and he's there by the Badechen. He tells the mothers that they shouldn't help out in pulling the veil over the college stage, that the focus should be about himself. So if you want to be closer to the people, so do you do it. So do you do it. But the master of people I love is that there's an issue with him. It's neither the Euclid, that's the Raman house, nor the schooling under the canopy, that the Raman house is. I need a papa for himself. Papa for my papa, too, for himself. So the rather consists of the definition of him. I have to have this in 48 and it's in the media, so the Mishra Malakos that has. They point out that there is the Rabbah, he was telling the Seder is possible. Rashi has this tool, it's not even telling the Seder. You can have this tool in that in 48 and so that, and do the other thing to become a great, become from a Smiya. Usually you have a Smiya, and you make the other thing to become an Arusha. And you make this tool, you go from an Arusha to an Arusha. Here, if you have done this tool before, the same is tool, and you do the Badekin, and you give the Kesef, and she becomes from a Shmuya, she converts to become a Shmuya director. They have to go through the business stage related to, and then have something related to make a Shmuya. She goes directly from a Shmuya to become an ACC Shmuya. Doesn't mean when you make the Badechen so she already is in a Shmuya, just that she's not an Arusha. The Shmuya doesn't make any sense. I mean, the Shmuya was done already, so that when the ACC will be done, so we directly split in from Shmuya to become a Shmuya. So the fact is that Kiddushan Idea Shmuel is possible, but the Suan Idea Shmuel is not possible.
Why is it that
the
Kiddushan Idea Shmuel is
you are a violent canary, you need that violent canary to get. So to produce and to give you, you need that habala. Therefore, to give a get or to give tradition, you are able to appoint a spirit, or you are able to make it out like now. But when he's doing, like in Eastern Goyim claims, and other Rishonim also say that, not many quotes Rishonim like that, but you don't need that violence. All you need is that you can have Kavon on the same Rishonim. You don't need that. Because this is Madrega of God. This is Madrega of God. Since you don't need that violence, so therefore it should follow that based on that problem, this is the way to the specific way to the Kanai, and what that means is whenever you don't need that violence to create a halal, then you neither are violent to make it clear, nor are you violent to be not like that, and you should fall under that kind of thing.
There's more
foundation. You get the based on the Mishnah's figures, you know, in the 7th house, yes, because you know that since he says that he does, he's a person, does it by death and on the power. Follow how to hear flowing, and then he does it by death and on. So the by death and on, he actually
covering some
part of the head. Mm-hmm. More of the head than was covered before. Even if nothing is there, so he covers the hair, or the hair is covered in the back, he covers the frontal, covers
the front. He's touching on his right.
No, that's a different thing. No, that's a different thing. By the fact, even they would marry a girl, so she doesn't be a lady, and they would never meet the girl. But in the early period when he's showing them, that wasn't the issue. It's called the Markheim. Markheim told him the other day, and here's what I think. If I guess then why, to be able to the speak of the Markheim, but that is the absolute thing. And he met the Talib before, so they should be able to do it. As long as they can identify, now with the person. Now they can identify that body, whatever it is. If it's a girl, then she's into that. Yes, some are mastered it, but they should, they almost, but they should roll up the veil when the ready to do some have to turn them to the person.
I don't
know. Why do you have a veil besides the chuppah? It's the same thing since New Year. So when I say chuppah, I'm not going to see what the guys go. First of all, since New Year, but it says that when Yitzchak met Yitzchak and said that to Israel, so they have to cover up themselves. That was New Year for her husband. They wanted to be a New Year. And the guys go, there's another reason. You can cover up her face, but you shouldn't look at the veil. Because, the tradition may be no good because of the lack of truth of God. Although she knows that she said it's true, but even said it's true, the people that are worth 1,000 it's only worth $25. You worth 500, so it's not a good tradition. Because I'm more right, the community is that the Messiah tradition is worth a little bit out loud, so there's a power to hear. Is the living set of truth? Is the living set of truth? And you're going to say yes. What is that? $5, it's an imitation. The one that you do some may be no good because it's a lack of truth of God. Although she knows that it's a seller truth and it is a seller truth, and if she thought that it's worth $1,000, it's only worth $25, you get $500, so it's not a good tradition. So the Ramor writes that the minute is that the Messiah tradition is worth a little bit out loud, so there's a power to hear, is the living seller truth? Is the living seller truth? And the audience say yes. What is that ceremony all about? So the Ramah says that the idea that the Talmud should hear that, is it worth at least to the Beis Hayyot? She should hear that, so she should read, she should have in mind, even if it's only worth a set of truth, she should read to me today. So he goes to see what I saw, but that's another reason why they can get it there. So they won't be able to see the ring. They shouldn't be able to see the ring to think that maybe it's really worth more. She should just hear them say it's worth a set of truth, and she should agree to the tradition of the set of truth. Is this some summary? Anybody there? The Minhagim were independent of each other. They had that minute, but they had no veil. They didn't have this minute to say he's going to sell people. They didn't have that minute to be mocked on the garden, so they didn't have their minute. You observe both Minhagim, even though really the combination of both nations. Follow up, they had this picture of someone that was born, they didn't have the other picture.
Why do you have to tell the other one?
Okay. Would they be willing to pay people? Yeah, the Ramah says many of you, you take the ring and show it to the Yodim, and you ask the Yodim a little bit loud enough that the power could hear. If you ring and show it to them, they say it. The Gemara says in tradition, beginning with the second period, in which the bow, Yodim is a shlucho. That our bow wants to be the power to reach by this year. But it's still a bigger mixture between the kind of mutual direction of your son. So the return of four dominions, which is very, very strange. There was a common practice in Europe with Mana Returning that a man would send the shliach from the kind of mutual to him, and they would recite the Yitzhak very soon at the time the shliach was the kind of mutual. And then later on, when the pilot would move to the person's town, before they would have any suing, the person would give another ring, say how he got me to this again, complete the tradition, and then he took the book of service in the second half. So they're like, well, I can assume that it's a drachal of our time. And I'll do it. Now I'm looking at both sides of two. In the two different countries. So that boy says, in Spain, and my book was in Germany. And you see widespread practice that they had, and how do we send them off the course of humans? They had a practice that they would receive the book of service. So they're like, well, and he was very deep to it, ranking 5 lines, driving 5 lines and 2 lines, very deep to it. So that's four lines, we show where one of the extra style of lines, didn't see that inside of 15 times in this place, you can see one of the products of the Isha. If you have a little stuff of the Yafir, 15 times in this place, you can run all the right, that's a long time with you, it's a long time too. You always do some Yafir, you don't really say a different kind of business. I got the book of Sarah right there. It's a little bit of book of Tamuk, but then they would never repeat it a second time, because the Mitzvah was done already. Kind of like the spirit of the Messiah of Jesus. Since it's not the Son of the Messiah of Jesus, it's not really a book of Tamuk. That's where it says that it's okay to repeat the book again later. The guy's book says he doesn't understand it, right? Because he doesn't understand what the difference is with the same person or not. Same thing with the book of Rachel and the city of Jesus. What's part of the deal of the minute? So we see the Brahma later, what's the difference between the Son of the Church and the Son of the Church? But there's the Tengel, and the Tengel is the only half time from the Jews and Bachman Malo, so the United States needs to go there, and they just look at it. He points out, he gives a different suggestion, not like the Shora wrote in the Shiva for that show. Because we don't really understand what that means. What's the difference between the Jews and the Shiva for that show? He points out, there happens to be a Gemara later in Shabbat on Christmas, twice on a day. So the United States, that mitzvah boy yotzei min shlucho even applies to the other. Let's say, you ask somebody to be magdish a korban to you. So my shlucho is magdish a korban. Then, before I want to bring the korban to the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi learns, I have Gemara Kippur and second Beis Shabbos, that it's mitzvah to me, to the Rabbana, it's mitzvah to me to be magdish a korban all over again. So here's the thing it says, now you understand why, perhaps this is the reason why the Rishonim had such a practice, that the person of the Mikdash Yisrael again at such a time, and Davis say the Bruce of Davis in the Gen of Second Hand, not because of the Rabbonon, not only Mr. Bayesian, Luke of the Hatsir. Even the Yezir by being Magdish Shant, not by all other things. Let's say, I guess somebody to put up in the room with me. So you guys put up in the room with myself. But now, if I have someone else put it up. Then when I come home, say, Mr. Bayesian, Mr. Bayesian, take it down and put it up again. You don't find it. But by Magdish Shant, not to learn how to put it on the second foundation of God, it's even the Yezir, isn't it? Even after the Shulch has been magnified, we still have a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, we magnified all over you. But the other thing we'll say is that on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, you also say a bracha. The Gemara says in Zaman HaGlishim, you say a bracha not only on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, but even on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. You say a chanukah, you say a mitzvah, you say a mitzvah, you say a mitzvah, you say a mitzvah, you say a mitzvah. Is it true? Perhaps, given the Tadish and Isha, it's also considered a mitzvah of creating tradition. Before it's tradition. But just like the Gemara says later on in Christian prayer, that you learn from the Gemara, that to be magnified for them is a mixture of the Rabbanim even after the Shir has been magnified, that you should be magnified all over again. So perhaps here, by being the Kaddish and Isha, is also an image of being creating a tradition. How can you say to me, it's very tradition? So in the Gemara, it's very tradition on the first day, so why is it called Harishma Kaddish? Why is it called tradition? It's a mixture of the Rabbanim, not that. So listen, at the Rabbanon point, we also have fully amateur Hegel. The woman becomes an ancient Jew, and he's like, do it as true, just like Hegel has an ancient Jew. But the fact is, the Gemara is that it's just a militia. If the woman is the true versus to the God, he's like, do it as true, doesn't mean anything. But there's a general point there that there are many who have thought that it's in Jew, but it's not so, but it's really more than that. Hegel points out on the Gemara introduction in the first page, the Gemara had a halimah to say, this is the Jewish of the Kula. But if the man says to Elisha, Basically explains that the Havanin would have only applied in the case that it means to Hariyat Mikudeshus. They point out that Rashi seems to be that but because Hariyat Mikudeshus, Rashi and Havdoshus, then the Jinnah starts to give to the Kuru Fish like, you would have said Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat Aristotle, Hariyat Smilali, any other Rashi of marriage, you got my wife, or something like that. Then you wouldn't say that it's more, we never have dreamt of an idea of saying parts of this to the Kuru. The place is too good. Right, the place is too good for the Kudu, but it depends what lesson you use for the tradition. If you use a lesson, it's the best for the tradition of style in one way. If you use any other lesson, it's style in a different way. You see some places that double things, you see that the Kudu is not some illusion, not some malicious, but also like fully amateur education. You really use it, it has a good approach. And number two, only depending what lesson you use. You use a lesson, how you have to, how you have to, how you have to, you use it as a class. Yeah, that's what you do. But if you use a lesson that's not a lesson of hiking, then the tradition is following a different track. Go home like there's no nothing. But as you point out, in the Havamim of the Gemara, if you could say parts of the Jewish Kula, it would have made a difference which lesson of tradition is used. But the idea of parts only would apply if you use the lesson of the Jewish Kula. The Abnegev also has like this in the Kula. He points out that you find on each of the Jewish Kula, the Torah writes in Parshas Nasa, and the Parshas Torah is a Mishmah. Why did he use the term for Mishmah? The woman is a soaker. How come she's called Meir? So the Yadimei points out that Kuzari, the soaker of Kuzari, he says that the concept of Kuna, and Halacha means, when something has to be there, and it gets Kuna, so it's lower down to a lower migration. If Kohanim has Kuna, so they're not allowed to go out of the Beit HaMikdash. And any Jew has Kuna, he's not allowed to enter the Beit HaMikdash or eat Kavonis, even in Yerushalayim. And if Kuna has to be there, so it lowers its system. The level of tradition is lower and you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Then Kabbalah has to do it to become mitzvah. You have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it. So the whole idea of tuma means a clear contradiction to kedusha and the lowering of the level of kedusha. So the Yavni Meizu writes in his tuma, and Chaylik Yavni Meizu explains the whole difficult figure in the vomit and the person like the figure not to yourself and the person. So he explains that that's why it says the mitzma by nature kedusha, because the union of marriage is not a kedusha and kindly. And when the woman is Mizana Tachas Bala, the marriage is partially broken. There's a lowering of the level of tradition. So the fact that the woman is now a Fiyar Baila doesn't mean that the marriage is 100% strong marriage. It happens that the woman is a Fiyar Baila. Let's say that men marry the Mamzeri. A son marries a Yishu. So the Yishu is a complete Yishu. Yeah, we're fully. A Yishu is true of the whole world for 100%. And it's a Yishu, she's a Fiyar Baila. If the woman is Mizana Tachas Bala, she's a Fiyar, the Yishu is incomplete. The Gemara even had a Havan, you know, that let's say a woman is Mizana Tachas Bala, so the Yishu is partially broken. The Gemara had a Havan, you know, she's going to be Mizana a second time, the Baal Shem wouldn't be fired in Yishu. Ayesha Yishu is Yishu, or the Yishu is Yishu. The Gemara had a Havan, you know, that the Baal Shem shouldn't be fired in Yishu, because the Yishu is already partially broken. This is only a Chati Kiyo and Yishu. It's only a Yishu, so Yishu. The Gemara needs to pass it now, so the Mishu Gam Shmehem, Gam Lerabi Taboyim Yachareyim. The one is Mizana a second time with the Rashi quote from him. Gamma Rabbi Taboyim Yachareyim. The one is Mizana with the woman a second time after the first news, he's also tired of me. The Baitanur and his commentary on Kumi. I think the Rabbi Baitanur has a Kumi on Kumi on Rashi. It's called Amai Mecha. He's seminary. He explains all the Rashi's on Kumi. He explains that that's the Havamim in this Rashi Chachamim. Why do you have to be mad with? Maybe Gam Shem, Gam Rabbi Taboyim Yachareyim, because one would explore that since the Shota, after the woman is Mizani, so the Yishu is the woman of the Mitzvah, so one would explore that if the one is Mizani afterwards, he's only being Mizani with the Chachi Yishu, so there's no Yishu. I mean, the fact is to say that although the Yishu is partially broken, it's still a Yishu. So the Yad Menezi says that he thinks that that's the Pshat and the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah means that it's a Zari Yad. Achuach Mitzvah Tachlitzah, because the Mitzvah Rishus means is a form of Kedusha, and part of the Kedusha is Mizbatra. The Mitzvah also has this, and it's Bira and the Shilkis. I'm not sure, and it's like Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah. We found the Bira Zeris and Minatora. They also have such an interesting comment. The very first Hakam says, Ikechani Yoza, Hasharam is Malay Adonai. Hakam is 6-10 Kamas. And maybe 6-10 Kamas, you only have 10 Avori, right? And the Kamas, you only have a Mimi. If you knew that you're going to have the other days, you're going to have a Mimi. But the very first Avori says, they explain in advance, you're going to have a Mimi with those other days. What do you mean? Really? That's the other days? That's not in every single thing. It's a Mimi, and they will have good cross, let me call it, really, that's the other days. So they would be there in his commentary on the scriptures. Don't you know that the Antichrist had all the ones who coined all the brachas? The only brachas you have in our Torah are Birchas HaMozim, so the heart of his breath is the rest of the Kamashoha. And Birchas HaTorah, we know it seems to learn on from the Torah, the same as the Mecca, and the Devil of the Canaan, and the Sagittari of the Lord Sivir, where he says that he passed from our Lecha like the Ramban. Ramban says that Birchas HaTorah is the Raisha. So the Ramban Santa is running in Kaya Mishra. You should do, of course, in the Shabbatai, you pass Mishra Allah, that Birchas HaTorah is the right. But all the other brachas are only the Rabbana. Later, it's a later Kachana. How are they interpreting a portrait over here in Ganshin against the historic reality? You know that they didn't describe any brachas there. But what do you make a whole brachas that is Birchas HaTorah? You have another...
No.
No, but in China, didn't the whole institution of brachas only come up later? Did it exist before? Did they ever say all these brachas before? So you wonder. And likewise, we have a Tarsus that all the Mephorsim talk about. It says when it has Hebrew Meister. And the Pesach has the fourth year. The Pesach has the seventh year of the Shmita cycle. But by Pesach time, you have to do deal. You have to get rid of all of the Shmita Meister. You can be doing them like you should have anything you have in the Hagarah now. You have to say the idea. I've said it's my wife. I'm just trying to say, hey, you're strong. And you say, the Rabbi thing is the Shefah. The Lord Shechachim. The Rashi on Chumash quotes in the Mishnah, the Lord Shechachim in the Horechachim. I didn't forget that he tried to draw on our first of Chumash tomorrow. What kind of a draw is that? What am I quoting on Chumash doing? Now he says, maybe the Lord Shechachim in the Horechachim. He's just typing on a part of the Chumash and down to his side. It's not the type of part of the Shechachim in the Horechachim. And the Gemara has two groups within that draw. The Gemara draw has two groups. The Lord Shechachim and the Hashim Shimcha But the bracha has to have the same Hashem, or you have to have the same umalchus. Kol bracha same umalchus in the bracha. So the Gemara has two groups of brachas, and that drives it over to the Rosh Hashem Lahat Kishim Ka'alam, Rosh Hashem Lahat Kishim Ka'alam. So each Hashem and the bracha has to have the same umalchus. But the man is such a big sinner, so I think he's black enough not to be armored. There isn't any brachas in the times of the Torah. But then you have to have to get over that for the high school teacher. So then it seems to guess, maybe it's not so perfect. Because you have the person that Shmuel, when Saul was looking for the missing Hashono, that says he was looking around, somebody said he should go to the Yoel, look for the Novi, not the Novi, where the Hashono is. And he meets up with Shmuel and Novi, so they tell him that they're going to bring him further now, and the rabbi is going to be south of blessing over the Torah. So he brought up his own. So he's going to say the bracha in connection with the sacrifice. What bracha did he say? Then of course he said, Shahakam even brought it. So he didn't play. And I just say, no, then you say for the business I'm learning, then you say for the business I'm mixing. So for the son of the church, it's the bonner, I'll teach the side of it, or I'll read the side down, or I'll have to work in wood, or I'll have rocha side down, I'll have bonner side down, whatever, every other word that was done, then he started the bracha. So there are two things. Yes, yes. The scripture says on every step of the level, it's for the bracha. The teacher says, the teacher says. The mission at the end of the last mission in Shochan speaks about Birchus HaZorach and Birchus HaTelchah. So the Rishonim already discussed it. They were speaking about the bracha in connection with eating, as the Rishonim said, Alachilet HaZorach, Alachilet HaTelchah, and Teacher HaZorach. And then the Tzetzer says, and of course the Tzetzer says he's going to speak to Tzetzer, speak to Tzetzer. And then the Tzetzer goes ahead to say that he says, well, he's another way to not just speak to Tzetzer, speak to Kabbalah, Allah, and Nisa. No, I think that's a no doubt. So the Rishit Flori, he says that he thinks that the mini Bizman HaTanach was, the mini Kodum, that I'm a Yoni Kedusha, they said it was. So it's like, Vayvorech HaShazeva, from the word of Kodum, but I'm a Kedusha, so they said that Yerchus HaMitzvah, I'm a Shkif in the Kabbalah, I love a Yitzhali Achilo, all the mitzvahs that are connected with the Yoni Kedusha. The same is true regarding Hashashas Tzume, like the Shemi, you say, like, the Hashim, the Hashim, the Hashim, the Hashim, the Hashim, the Hashim, the Tzume has to do something like Tzume has to do something. Tzume has to do something. Whenever you're involved in doing a mitzvah, you have to do it from the end of the week. And he thinks that the minute always goes like that, but they always say the breath. He claims that that's why the Chachamim interpreted Mitzvah, that he took a minyan with him, they took a minyan with Mali Adonai, he took a minyan and went to the side with a servitor. And then they say, like, well, first, you still can be told, and then by not by your mouth, and I'll tell you the other one. He's going to step his brother. The Ruch HaKrishna is good to say that when you start a bit of everything God's story, you know about your Shia. Why? Because everything is an Indian art of Shia in Kedusha. And the other Kedusha, even this Man HaKara, the fact that only was that the Jews start to run. Later, when the Ashton and Kabbalah were Kodea, Kaiba, on the Jews, they start to run, and they were Kodea on everything, not only on the other Kedusha, and all this thing, and even on Bitha Kandela, even on Kandela. But originally, he claims that it would appear from the Tanakh that they always attracted the minute, always went to the South Rochus and the mystic that was connected with the energy. And he thinks the other one is more correct. That's not about places in the Gemara, that's just down on Achronim. What Rochus does mean by Kihuy Rochus al Zaga. He thinks that the correct part is the different Hamitri is one of them. Could be, right? I suggest that the Birchus HaMitzvah in connection with mitzvahs and mitzvahs that have to do with humanity.
To get to the point. The Abba did it by Rubin Chatzeris. The Abba Rubin Chatzeris is like this. Let's say I have a big courtyard. Rubin has a house over here, Shimon has a house here, Levi has a house here. And Yehuda has a house over here. The street is over here. Not talking about carrying into the street. We're talking about carrying over here. So to carry from my house, and there are walls over here surrounding the whole enclosed area. The whole thing is a Rishus Sayach Menater. So Menater is permitted to carry from this side. Nora tells us in Brachas that when Yoh Amelch saw in the Ruach HaKodesh that if he would have children, they wouldn't be religious. We have children, Bunim Dalai Malik, Bunim Kuma. So he decided he's not going to have any children. So the Navi came to him and told him, Hari Kapsha Dirakhona Lamala, that it's none of your business what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store in the future for you. You have, my demifkid is what you have to do, you have to go and fulfill it. Even if the result will be a negative one, you should still go ahead and have children. And he said he's going to die because he's not making the mitzvah pirivir, and then he was mekabel the mevuah. He was mekabel the terchacha that the Navi gave. So the Biskura points out that gemara only applies to men who are mechuyev to have children. Men are mechuyev in the mitzvah pirivir. In Mishnah in Havoi Vinta and Yivamas has a machloek of satana where the women are mechuyev in the mitzvah pirivir. We pass from that ana. Rechman Breke says that the Pruvu refers both to men and to women. We pass from like that. Chachamim, the Rechman Breke, that the mitzvah only applies to Pruvu, is only to men. Because Pasuk says, Milu is always v'chiv shuha. Yish dark and lichbosh, and isha is ain dark and lichbosh. Women don't call in the army. They don't make any conquests. So, no women in the army, no. Giyus bonus. So therefore the Pruvu also only refers to men, doesn't refer to women. So women don't have the mitzvahs. So maybe let's say a woman would see Baruch HaKodesh that if she has children, they're going to be bun and delay mal, they're going to be rotten children, then the pashta should be that she should have the right to abstain and not want to have any children. So Rav Gavel will interpret that, he thinks that that's the pshat in this pasuk. The pasuk says in the beginning of Toldos that she was pregnant, and the pasuk says, Vayisroel Tzitza Habana Bikirbo. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Vayisroel Tzitzu, that they were jumping out and she couldn't understand what was happening. When she passed by a Beis HaVodeh Zarah, Esau was Mefarfes Lopzeis. When she passed by a Beis HaMedrash, Pischei Torah Shal Shem V'Ever, Yankif Rotzim Mefarfes. Rotzitzu means Loshen Ritza, running. So she couldn't understand, is a kid going to be a Jew, is a kid going to be a Goy? What is he interested in the churches, or is he interested in the yeshivas? So she came to ask the Shiloh by the Navi. That the Navi should tell her the Beis Medrash Hashem V'Ever what's happening. So they told us that's the Alochas. One is a Yid, one is a Goy. So she said, "Im Kain, Lomazal Noichi, I'm a woman. I'm not Mechuyev in Pirik Rivi. What do I need the whole thing for?" Too late. Yeah. Too late. You can't. Yeah. Abortion is
illegal. Abortion.
There's no head for abortion.
Right.
She was just giving a kracht. What do I need this for? If I'm not Mechuyev in Pirik Rivi, so if I know Benevuah, she heard from the Navi that it's going to turn out bad. So she's not Mechuyev to have the children. But it was too late to do anything about. That's how Rabbi Abba touches on Shah.
It's also
going to
be good.
Different than Fiske. Yeah, Fiske is going to be all bad.
Yeah.
Fiske is going to be all bad. The parasha continues to tell about Yitzchak, Vayirov, Ba'aretz. Levar harov harishon ha-shahoy b'nei Avraham. And Yitzchak went, Vayirov Yitzchak, and Avimelech melech plishtim Gror. Why did he go to Gror? So Rashi quotes from the Pashup Shat, from the Medrash, Pashup Shat, the Pasuk, that just like in the days of Avram went to Mitzrayim, where there was food, so Yitzchak came also to follow in his father's footsteps, to go to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak did everything that his father did. He followed his father's masor. So the father, when there was a rov, went to Mitzrayim, so he was planning to go to Mitzrayim. So on his way to Mitzrayim, he passed through Eretz Plishtim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayera l'Hashem, Vayom, I'll carry Mitzrayim. Don't go to Mitzrayim like Avram Avinu did when there was a rov. You should stay here, and so on. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him he shouldn't go to Mitzrayim? If Avraham went to Mitzrayim, why can't he also go? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash. Your father may go, your father Avraham could go, but you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go to Chutzlores. What do you mean, Oilot Nima? So the Mefarshim, Rashi, the Mizrahi, the Gurariyah, they all say the Pshat, and an Oilot is a Kachikach. I think the Sirsach Chachamim also quotes it from the Gurariyah. that we have karbanos are divided into two classes, two categories of kachim kachim and kachim kalim. So the kachim kachim anechal only go azor, and the kachim kalim anechal the choluir. So Yitzchok Avinu was by the akeda, he became haleir shem leyoda, he was an ola, and ola is kachim kachim. So kachim kachim, if you take it chutz lazor, it's nifsal biyotze. Kachim kalim, you can take it chutz lazor, provided you don't take it chutz lachonis in Yerushalayim. Chutz lachonis in Yerushalayim would also be nifsal biyotze. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchok, that the entire Eretz Yisrael has the status of the Azor. So you can roam around the whole Eretz Yisrael wherever you want to go, but you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because you'll be Nifsal B'yotze. It's a very strange din. The halacha that the Kachi Kachim is Nifsal B'yotze is only after Shechita. Before Shechita, it's not Nifsal B'yotze. That's a mafish Kachi Kachim. It can walk around wherever it wants. Only after you do the Avodah. Before it has, when you're Magdashid, Mishas, Kedushas Teh, it gets a Kedushas HaGuflam Izbeach. It gets what we call Kedushas HaGuflam Izbeach. The Mishnah in the end of Menachos makes a distinction between Ophos and Behemos, where I say Hareza Chatas, Hareza Ola, Hareza Shlomim, Hareza Pesach, Hareza Oshon. It gets right away with the Kedushas Peh, where I say Hareza Chatas, it gets the Kedushas Aguf La Mizbeh. Hashem came, the Menachos and Nesachim, if a mafish a bottle of wine is Yayin La Nesachim, or a mafish a sack of flour, a whole cake of flour for Mincho, and I say Hareza le Mincha, Hareza le Yayin Menesachim, we do not get a Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech. It only gets Kedushas Dorim Lamizbech up until the time that I put him into a Klisharis. Put him in Klisharis, then a Klisharis on the Kachim Mashi Besocham. If the Klisharis is in the Azor and I put the thing that I want to be Mekadosh in the Klisharis, then the Klisharis is Mekadosh. So the din is that a Korban, when it gets a Kedushas Peh, becomes a Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, but it's not called a Kedushas Korban yet. Kedushas Korban is a higher level of Kedusha that it gets when you do the Shechita. The Gemara says in Perakat Toidah, towards the second half of Menachos, the Gemara says in Daf Ayin Ches on the base of Perakat Toidah, Sakim the Kaddish. When you shech the Korban, so the Shechita, either the Shechita or the Sakim, that's Machlokes had to learn. But the Lashon HaGemara is that Sakim the Kaddish. Either means the Sakim is a Klisharis, and the Sakim is Mekaddish. Tosis has a Machlokes. The three Shechitas in Rishonim, when you shech the Korban, there's the knife with which you shech, have to have Kedushas Klisharis, so can you use your own knife? I can use any knife of chol, a knife, any butcher, any shechitz knife you can use. It doesn't have to be klisharis. So Tez has three sheets. One sheet in Tez says it's makib b'diyevet, it must be klisharis. Another day it doesn't have to be klisharis at all. That Tez is right from Ezer Mekoyman. It says, shechitos matzofon, the kibaldom of klisharis batzofon. It says a few times. How come it doesn't say shechitos miklisharis batzofon? It just says shechitos matzofon. The kibul damam the klisharis is batzof, and kabbalas adam must be in the klisharis. Doesn't have shkitas in the klisharis. So from the Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Achlokes and Tosis, and Perikos and Mekoyim. For the Mishnah, it's a pretty clear indication that the shkita need not be big klisharis. Either other Gemara is fakir, it's a Tosis that the Gemara never said. And then the Rambam shkita is that l'chatchila you need a klisharis, because the Gemara says so. And b'riyeved, it's not miyak, because we have a klal and kachin, that whenever the Pasuk says something by a korban, it's only l'hatchil, unless you have shin olav hakosev liyakov. Unless the Pasuk repeats. When it's written twice, then I say shin olav hakosev liyakov. The Pasuk repeats it to indicate that it's not only a din, a requirement l'hatchil, it's even needed by the yakov. So the din is... So the Gemara says in Menachos, Afayin Ches, in Perakat Toida, that Sakim Mekadosh, when you shech the korban, either the Gemara means to say the Sakim is Mekadosh, that's according to that, the opinion in Tosis, that the Sakim has to be a Klisharis. Or according to the Rabbi Nitam, who denies that, or the Rambam says that it's just L'chatchila you have to have a Klisharis, and the Yevim is to have a Klisharis. So then they say, when the Gemara says Sakim Mekadosh, doesn't mean the Sakim is Mekadosh like a Klisharis is Mekadosh Menachos and a Sakim that you put into it. Sakim Mekadosh is a Melitza. What it means is that the Shechita is the first Avodah, the Shechita is Mekadosh. What do you mean it's Mekadosh? That it already had a Kedushas Aguf, the Korban already had a Kedushas Aguf from the time that he made the Kiddush Peh. When I say Hareza Chatas, Hareza Olo. It's very Kedushas Aguf from his best. So what is added on when you do the Shechita? So the answer is when you do the Shechita, it's Mekadosh with another dimension of Kedush. Now it's called Kedushas Korban. So that's why the Gemara says that the din of Psul Yotze, the Psul of Yotze, when a Korban leaves the Azorah, leaves the Yerushalayim, if it's a Kachi Kachi, it leaves the Azorah, becomes Nifsal B'Yotze. Or if it's a Kachi Kal, when it leaves the Yerushalayim, it becomes Nifsal B'Yotze. That only begins after it has the Kedusha, after it has the Kedusha of the Sakan Mekadosh. If it just has the Kedushas Aguf Lamizbeach of Kiddush Peh, then it's not Nifsal B'Yotze.
Here it has the Sakan Mekadosh.
So that's the problem. There was no Sakim Mekadosh. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Haleu Shom Liola. Alpi Pashas, the whole thing is an error. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Haleu Shom Liola, Lachat Ahorim. Then instead, he says, he brings an ayah
But the sacking did touch something.
Yeah, but it didn't do any avoida on him. Then it comes out that the whole thing was a mistake. No, it doesn't come out the whole thing was a mistake. He wasn't really meant to be a carbon. But his Baruch just said, Ask Kisei Aksa, he took him up and Nahara Maria take him down. Ask Kisei took him up.
Rashi said over there that when he did the Avoda of the aisle, he did it as if it was Yaakov. So it's as if the
Shechita
was coming in.
Right, so you see a Chiddush that it's not that the whole thing was a mistake. The whole thing was not a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that Yitzchok should be a korban. And the Avoda is Taka, and I'll be Pashtus when you have a korban. You have to do the Avoda to the korban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just never told Avram to do the actual Avoda to Yitzchok as a korban. Told him, Halei Shom Yodo, you should bring him up as a korban. So Avram Avinu held that if he's in Ola, you have to do Avoda, you have to do the Shechita. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, here is a Hayra Shoah, you don't have to do the actual Shechita to Yitzchok. Do the avoidas to the ayil, and the avoidas done to the ayil would be considered as if they were done to Yitzchak by representation, vicariously. How do you say? Considered as if the avoidas had been done to Yitzchak. That's why Rashi says over here, it's a medrash, that is, Yitzchak had a status of a korban oyla, and a korban oyla has a din, has a certain restriction, has to be held within a specific makom. And if korban kachukalim also like that, the kachukalim has a bigger makom, kachukalim has a more restricted makom, kachukalim has a bigger makom. Like Kachim Kalim have a broader zman. Kachim Kalim and Ifsel be Belino if you leave them over Shneyam Velayla Echa. Hashem can Kachim Kachim have a more restricted zman, it's Nifsel Belino. If you leave it over Yom Velayla Chatzos, if you leave it over till the next morning, it's Nifsel Belino. The more Kaddish it is, the more restricted it is. It's more restricted in Makom, it's more restricted in zman, it's more restricted to the Ochlim. Who's allowed to eat it? Kachim Kachim may only be eaten by Kohanim. And Kachim Kalim may be eaten by Israel the most. So the Medrash says over here, because Yitzchak was a kachi kachim, so he was more restricted in his makom. He was only allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't allowed to go to Chutzlah. So you see from the Medrash that they really understand that the Ma'aseh Shoyim was Yitzchak had a kedushas karban, and a kedushas karban lacha shchita. If the shchita in the avoid is done to the ayah lacha, nechaz b'svach, were considered as if they were done to Yitzchak. In fact, it's considered as if the haktara had also been done to Yitzchak. Rashi and Bukhukos, I quote another Medrash. Because it says, Zachat is B.C. Yaakov, Yaakov is B.C. Yitzchak, Yaakov is B.C. Avraham Ezkov, Yaakov is Ezkov. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Shachman says, Zachat is B.C. Yaakov, it says the word Zikoron by Yaakov. Then it says, Yaakov is B.C. Yitzchak, and doesn't have any verb. Yaakov is B.C. Avraham Ezkov, Yaakov is Ezkov. It says, Loshen Zachira and B.C. Avraham and B.C. Yaakov. And the term, the verb Zachira is not mentioned in connection with B.C. Yitzchak. So Rashi quotes from the Teres Kohanim, on the Pasuk at the end of the Chukos, it's towards the end of the Teichach. Almost at the end of the whole Tehachem in Luchu Christ. So Rashi quotes, there's no need for Zechira. If something is right in front of you, you don't have to remember it. If something is no longer here, then you have to have a Zikoron on it. So Yitzchak, the Medrash says, offer itself in the Murach Agabi, and Mizbeach. The ashes of Yitzchak are sitting right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, and the Mizbeach, in heaven. But Avram, you can forget the Zechus Avram, you can forget the Zechus Yaakov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he will not forget. The Zechart is B.C. Yaakov, Yahweh is B.C. Abraham Ezko. He will remember. But Yitzchak, I don't have to remember. Afra, Tzavramun, Hagabi, Arizbech, his ashes are there. What do you mean his ashes are there? He did not have a kill. He did not have a shechted him. He died a natural death, like all the other, like anybody else in the world. What do you mean? Afra is Tzavramun, Hagabi, Arizbech. So the answer is the ashes of the Ayel are there. And the Avod is done to the Ayel, I considered as if, I'll be did. It was a Hirosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, it should be considered as if the Avod is had been done to Yitzchak. That's what it says, Ayel Achar. Some of the say, Ayelacha, and Echad goes to Hakana. The Samit to Acha, Pashapsha means Achazman, Achakach, afterwards. The Samit interpret that it means Acher, in the sense of a different dial, as if Yitzchak was the first carbon and this was a substitute for Yitzchak.
Since it wasn't the offer of Yitzchak, the Akeda, who that was supposed to, who was it part of for?
Avraham and Yitzchak.
So, I mean, it's much better from here that Yitzchak got the whole source of the Akeda, and nothing came with that. And from the way
it doesn't speak about his source. It just says his Afer is there. He will never be forgotten because the ashes are there.
It's not even his ashes, but it was the sign from Avram.
Mm-hmm. Also,
it's considered, one of the ten is considered the most difficult of the ten Nisyonis of Avram. So, unfortunately, isn't it a greater Nisyon for the guy's going to get killed?
Yeah.
And for the guy's killed. It's a big Nisyon to kill his son, but isn't it bigger to give up your own life? So, the Rishonim talk about that. It's a big time.
Is this a, you mentioned it's only a Horas Shor, so by regular din, you say we have a carbon, it's new, so then you have to bring a different behemoth, and you might be prepared, and then you have to bring a different behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
So does the other behemoth have the din? What do you do with the other behemoth?
No, get some moment, you fold it. And then the money that you get when you pull, you use to purchase another carbon. This was meant not to be a pidyon. This was meant that the other carbon should be kareh when it considered ki'ilu. Pasuk says, Ayeha, Yitzchak, Seisav, Zayidifi, so Rashi says that he used the fool. He used the fool Yitzchak into the lima. One person, he used the fool Yitzchak into the lima as a big tzaddik. So if Yitzchak thought that Esau was such a big tzaddik, when he tells him that he wants him to go hunting, Tzuduri Tzayim, and he should check the behemoth and cook it the way he enjoys it, I say to him, Atamik, I have to, and I give you the bracha, because you have to be in a good mood. The Kohanim have to say, the Pasuk can point out in this Pasuk that when the Kohanim give the Birchas Kohanim, they have to be in a happy mood. That's why we say the Brocha. They have to be in a happy mood when they do. If they're in an aggravated mood, or they say it, that's why we have a minute.